Yeah, go ahead. You're recording? Okay. All right, here we go. This is the interview with Paul Wittenberger, COVID Land. Here we go. All right. Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and today we are joined by an outstanding filmmaker. It's Paul Wittenberger from Framing the World Studios, and his film, it's a multi-part film called COVID Land. It's a bombshell series, and we're going to be showing it to you for free coming up on Brighteon University, which is brightu.com, and all three parts. It's going to be amazing. You're going to love this. Paul joins us right now to talk about the film. Welcome back, Paul. It's great to have you on. We love your films. Our audience loves your films, and they're going to love this one as well. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike, for having me on. I think your audience is going to love this series. It is, in my opinion, the best series I've ever done. For those of you who don't know who I am, I have produced 12 feature-length films so far. I worked with J. Edward Griffin a long time ago and Alex Jones with What in the World Are They Spraying? And, of course, Fluoride Poison on Tap that you guys sell at Brighteon University. But this film, COVID Land, this series of three films, is really just... I love how everything is laid out in a clear, concise way. If you look at the series, this is how they're laid out. And I just want to tell the audience about this. The first episode here is COVID Land, the lockdown. And then the second one is COVID Land, the mask, which we go over the mask and all the health effects of the mask. And then the final one is COVID Land, the shot. So all of them are pretty self-explanatory. We really just go through the whole series, first with the lockdown, showing that this whole clown world COVID hoax was just that, a hoax from the beginning. And then we go into the mask, all the health effects, and then the part three, it gets into the shot, which I believe is just is so powerful. And I can't imagine anyone walking away from this series and saying, oh yeah, let's trust the government. Let's go get our vaccine. It's not gonna happen. It is a powerful series that we produce with InfoWars and Rediscover Television back in 2021, 2022. So I'm super excited to get it here on BrighteonUniversity.com.
We're thrilled to have you allowing us to publish your films and to help even merchandise them. So folks, you can watch the film for free, all the parts for free, but you can also support Paul's efforts and support our platform by purchasing DVDs or digital downloads if you choose to. That's up to you. The place to register to watch this, and it begins on June 24th, by the way. That's a Saturday, and that's when it starts airing part one. And you can register at brightu.com. It's just the letter U. It's B-R-I-G-H-T-U. I've got it up on my screen here, although it's showing currently a previous a different documentary that's running right now called Tiptoe to Tyranny by Chris Harrigan. That's what's running right now. But if you go to brightu.com, you can register to watch any of the films that will register you, and it will get you in to watch COVID Land as it begins on June 24th. And then June 27th, a few days later, is part two of your docuseries, Paul. And then I believe July 1st is part three. So all three parts available during that roughly that week, and I think it's going to be life-changing for people. What are some of the reactions that you have already from those who have seen the film, Paul?
It's been really exciting to hear people's reactions, because I've gotten a whole host of different reactions, but all of them have been very positive. A lot of people say, you know, going into this film, oh, I know everything about COVID, but you know, most people walking away from this are like, wow, I'd never seen those video clips before. A lot of this information I did not know. So I think it is a very educational tool. One of the things that makes this film unique is that we really did a good job at archiving everything as it happened. The film, it's these three films, it takes up 128 terabytes worth of information. We not only traveled around and got 50 different interviews from a bunch of different people.
Wow, 50 interviews.
Yeah, including Del Bigtree, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, G. Edward Griffin, Alex Jones, Ty Bollinger, Peggy Hall, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, Alex Newman, Dr. Eric Naput. I mean, a lot of different people we interviewed. And also, we really did a good job at trying to archive everything before it was deleted from the internet. And so I think what's so cool about this film is you see all these news clips and all these scientists talking in high quality. And none of this stuff can be found, or not none of it. A lot of the stuff is no longer available online.
Wow. And so, because of all the censorship and scrubbing, huh?
Right. Yeah. So that's what's so cool about this film is to see it all. And it makes you mad. I mean, when you watch this, the first COVID land, the lockdown, it brings you back to that time where you're like, oh, you're remembering all these things. And then the masks, you just get infuriated by, you know, all the people that made you enter into the store with the mask. And so I think it's a very powerful series, and I've gotten a lot of great comments and feedback about the series. But I'm shocked how many people have still yet to see it. So that's why I really encourage people to go and get the free. You can get it on Brighty on You, see it free, buy the DVD for your friends and family, and support the series, guys.
Yeah, and let me mention, by the way, if you're anxious to just get this right now, folks, I think you can. Is it just covidland.com? Does that go to your website? Mm-hmm. All right, so covidland.com. Where you can buy the DVD set right now. And this is the historical record, I think, of what really happened, what went down during COVID with the lockdowns and the masks and the jabs and so much more. And just the madness, the shared madness of city councils and governors and mayors and the government just turned everybody into, experimental medical subjects. It was crazy. The world lost its mind. And to some degree, we're still living through, obviously, a lot of artifacts of that, and it's all documented in this film. So, yeah, you can get it directly at covidland.com right now, or you can register to watch it for free at brightyou.com coming up. But, Paul, looking back at this, in hindsight, isn't it truly astonishing how insanity spread faster than the virus?
Right.
Whatever they're calling the virus, I should add.
Right, and it was all done through fear. Fear was a huge motivator in all of this, especially the masks. And I think a good quote that was made in the 1700s by Edmund Burke, it says, "No passion so effectively robs the mind of all its powers of acting and reasoning as fear." And it holds so true today as it did in the 1700s when it was written. Fear is one of the main reasons they use to control the population into locking down and closing their church. And, it worked amazingly well. I was shocked at how everyone just rolled over and went along with all these draconian lockdowns.
Yeah, me too. And you just read a quote from Sir Edmund Burke. But, another quote that he's famous for is that all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. And we saw that happening in spades from 2020 through today. Good men and women standing by and being apathetic to it or going along with it in the hospitals. Murder by ventilators, murder by denying people access to ivermectin and so on. And a lot of people made money from that. The hospitals got paid off. Doctors got bonuses based on the number of people they killed in their hospitals. Does part three of your documentary look at some of that?
Part one goes through a lot of the deaths of people in the hospitals. And part three, again, goes through all the people dying from the vaccines.
Right.
It's a long segment that's just amazing. It just goes through injury after injury after injury. And that's why I said earlier, I can't imagine anyone watching this and watching all these injuries that they would go get this vaccine. But people went out in droves to get this vaccine. The CDC released, and this is some pretty powerful statistics that the CDC released in May 10th, 2023. So just a little bit ago, 81% of the population got the shot, that got the first dose of the vaccine. 81%. And if you look at 65 and up, 95% of people 65 and up got the vaccine, which is, it's hard to comprehend that is so high, but it just shows you how they really put fear into the elderly, and they just went right along with it. 70% of the U.S. population got two doses. 70%. That is wild to me that many people, especially with all the reports coming out of the injuries and the harm that this shot is causing, that 70% got the second dose. And in the elderly, 65 and up, 94% got the second dose. So it is unbelievable to me how many people just went along with this whole thing. And almost 100% of people wore masks. I mean, I would walk into the store, I'd be the only one with the mask on, or without a mask on in a store. The people at the front door didn't even know how to handle me because no one did it. Everyone just complied, went along with it. And that's what really led the way to the vaccine, these mandatory vaccines, is the mask. Without the mask, I don't think they would have been able to achieve what they did with the vaccine. And
we should call it mask hysteria. I mean, that's really what it was, mask hysteria. And yet we still haven't been brought back to rationality. It seems to me like the powers that be could easily pull this whole thing off again, and the vast majority would go along with it. And you know they're doing exercises for more pandemics. They're working on more surprises, the Fauci special freezer edition, whatever bioweapons they have there, they're cooking up. And they roll this thing out again, and probably half the population goes right back to the same thing. They're like, oh yeah, let's lock down again. Let's wear masks again. Let's jab again. Let's socially isolate our children again. It's bonkers. How do we get to this point where we're living among such obedient sheeple?
Right. And everyone's sick of talking about COVID at this point. They're like, yeah, we get it. We don't want to talk about it. But, people need to understand that this is still a big issue that people need to pay attention to, because even though it's done now, I mean, they could make this all come back immediately.
Yeah, Paul, they're going to look. One of the things I'm pretty sure they're going to do is they're going to roll out climate lockdowns, right? So it's the same model, but a different excuse.
Right. The infrastructure is all in place.
Right.
Everything is ready to go. And that's what COVID really achieved, is it got all the infrastructure in place to do all these draconian measures and go even farther next time.
Well, you'll have another movie in a few years called Climate Lockdown Hell Zone, episodes 1 through 7, just documenting all the people that starved to death in their own apartments because of climate lockdowns, sadly. But you're right; they built an infrastructure. They're still building the quarantine camps in many states. They've built the technology to track your movements, your location, who you've been close to. I saw a story recently about a grocery store in the UK that no longer allows you to enter the store unless you scan a QR code at the door so that the store knows your identity before you're allowed in. And it's not hard to realize that at some point you scan and they say, no, you're not allowed because your social media says something that we don't like. Maybe you're criticizing vaccines. Not allowed to shop here. Like, that's coming too.
Right. Yeah, I mean, in part 3 of this series, COVIDland, The Shot, The Truth About the COVID Vaccine, we go heavily, the last third of the movie goes into these vaccine passports and how, they did limit people from participating in society for the not having that COVID shot. And, that stuff is gone away now, but it is coming back, and it will come back.
Yeah. Clearly. I mean, the tyrants have only been emboldened by all of this. All right. So first of all, let me just remind people again, if you want the film right now, you can go to COVIDland.com, or you can watch it for free on BrightU.com. Currently, again, we're showing the trailer to another film, Tiptoe to Tyranny. But coming up soon, next few days, this will change to COVID Land, and you'll be able to watch COVID Land Part 1 beginning on June 24th. And then Part 2 runs June 27th. Part 3 is July 1st. All free to watch with registration, with the option to purchase digital downloads or DVDs of the film. And of course, that helps support Paul Wittenberger and his studio, as well as our platform. Framing the World Studios right here. I've got your website up here, Paul. Framing the World. You've done a lot of amazing work. I mean, Fluoride, Babylon, USA, a lot of other films. Pretty amazing stuff. I mean, has this changed? It had to have, but has it shaped your view of the world in ways that you did not expect?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we all thought after 9/11 that was the main thing that really shaped the world. But I mean, after 2020, I mean, 9/11 seems like nothing now. How they really took a giant leap forward for global government is unbelievable. And I am a Christian, so I believe that there is a higher power and that this beast system is being implemented. And so I think that they use this whole COVID hoax as a main tool to get global governance set up.
So then where do you think this is headed? I mean, is there a final showdown chapter yet to come that we're about to witness, the final mark of the beast dominance effort?
Yeah, I mean, the full global government hasn't happened yet. So I do believe that things will get a lot worse before they get better.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the end, we do win, but it's going to get bad. And I don't see the world getting better, which is unfortunate.
Right, right. And actually, it's in your face now, the demonic influence, the transgenderism, the pedophilia, the human trafficking, the exploitation of children. It's all in your face now. I mean, there was a transgender waving his boobs around, or her boobs. He thinks he's a her now. Waving her bare boobs around on the White House lawn the other day as part of the transgender celebration. I mean, they've turned Washington, D.C. into a tranny circus, basically, is what's happened.
Yeah, it's a joke now.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of the world is laughing at us. But Satan is laughing and smiling, perhaps, like, oh, finally, I conquered the government. The whole government's now in, the state has become a transgender state. And they're just pushing, which makes no sense. It's got nothing to do with government, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it really does feel like the end of the U.S. at this point. And it's so sad. And that's, you know, that's one of the things that I wanted to make this series, is to be a reminder for people. You know, you can look back on these movies and see how they achieved all these practices. And so that's why I do encourage people to get a copy for yourself, get a copy for your mom and your dad. I mean, 95% of the elderly, like I said, got the shot. So 95% of the population needs to go out and see this so they don't take another shot. It's so vital that they know the truth about these issues and that they're not deceived again.
And getting back to that, in fact, your film COVID Land, do you feel vindicated in some way by the fact that so much has come out since you made the film? I mean, it's difficult to make a film on a topic that's moving so quickly, right? But since you made this film, we've seen so much more evidence about deaths and disabilities due to the shot and the problems with masks and the even published scientific journals talking about neurodevelopmental disorders in children who are forced to wear masks and lack social skills and so on. Do you feel like you've been at least partially vindicated by what's come out since then?
Yeah, I mean, there's no part of the movie that has been debunked or anything. There's a lot of articles out there trying to debunk the movie, but I mean, they're all ridiculous. None of them are actually talking about any of the facts that we present in the movie. And so, yeah, I feel like the movie's spot on even today.
Well, that's really critical. And I would remind folks that one reason to have this on DVD is because it's burned into a polymer. It's burned into plastic discs, actually, where it's very hard for the globalists to censor that. They can't digitally erase it. I mean, they can take movies off of Amazon, or, you know, they can take them down from YouTube, but they can't reach into your house and take your physical DVD discs away, right? That's why it's important to have stuff on DVD.
Right, and you can't upload this to YouTube. It'll immediately get pulled down. I mean, there's no, they don't, won't allow any of these episodes on YouTube or on any of the mainstream platforms. And so the only way you're going to see this is places like InfoWars, Brighty on You, Rediscover Television, places that are not mainstream.
Right.
I mean, we need to go back to physical copies of things. And I know a lot of people feel like DVDs are outdated, but this is a physical copy that cannot be censored. You can get a copy, burn it, hand it out to your friends, get the message out, just like they did back in the day with tapes. I remember when my grandpa got this Clinton Chronicles DVD or VHS, he would make copies of this thing and send them out to all of his friends. And we need to get back to that stuff, physical copies, and spreading this information out there, because all of this digital stuff can just be deleted like that. And so it's very important to get physical copies into people's hands and get them to watch them.
Yeah. Also, I agree with that, and I want to add that even, you know, hard drives, there's a natural degradation of the magnetic bits that store data on hard drives. Whereas optical media, such as DVDs, they're the best media for long-term storage. I mean, a DVD will last 100 years. A hard drive will not last 100 years. By the way, no hard drive will last 100 years. They lose about 1% of their data every year just sitting around, but they do have parity bits, which helps restore lost data. I'm not going to geek out on people, but optical is the best way to actually store data. So long-term storage. All right. So Paul, I know you're working on some other films. You're probably not ready to talk about them yet, but will you have more to share with us maybe later this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the idea for this series was originally supposed to be a 5-part series. We did release the first 3 parts, and unfortunately, with InfoWars, with all the lawsuits and stuff, they had to they were advised to step away from this project, and so we're no longer working on those last 2 films with InfoWars. But I do want to complete them eventually, because the last 2 parts were the most important parts, in my opinion. It was supposed to get into the propaganda and then the Great Reset, what the final end game is. And so hopefully I do want to make those final 2 films eventually.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great to hear. And we really hope that you make those additional films or additional parts to this film to kind of wrap it all up. But you know, it's almost like that segues into another set of films about the Great Reset, Mark of the Beast, global domination, or a global scientific dictatorship that's being rolled out right now. I mean, it's like there's no end to the insanity that is begging for filmmakers to come document it. Like, you're never going to be out of work, Paul. That's for sure. They're cooking up something.
There's so many topics I want to do, but I'm just like, I'm one person. I have to... takes me at least a year to make a film, so
wow.
Around a year, so I need to really have a passion for it, stick to it. So I only can pick one a year, and then once that's done, I'll move on to the next one.
Yeah, I hear you. It takes a lot of time and energy to do a film, but you're among the very best out there, Paul, and really appreciate you. And any final thoughts you want to share with our audience before we wrap this up today?
Well, I just, you know, I have 6 kids, and I think it's important to get this information out to people, whether it's about COVID or, you know, fluoride or all these issues. You need to educate your children and raise them to be like you, raise them to believe like you, because the world out there is doing its best to program them into their worldview. And so I just really encourage people to talk to your kids and explain to them the issues that you believe in, because, I mean, with the way the world is going right now, it's scary. And it's scary to see what the future might hold for them.
Yeah.
And so it's important that they're aware of these things and these issues. So, but I appreciate you, Mike, for letting me come on the program today and talk about this series. I do believe it's important. I believe that everybody out there should get a copy of this just to support it. If I know you might know everything, just get a copy, support the series so we can keep making these kind of films in the future.
Yeah, well said. And also, if you, even if you don't need to know this yourself, there's probably somebody in your circle, family member, right, coworker, friend, maybe a child, a relative, that needs this information. This might be a great format for them. You know, get it, tell them, hey, watch it over the July 4th holiday and it'll change your world. But, or you start on June 24th at brightyou.com, right? They can watch it for free and see if they like it. But the series is free to watch. Again, you can go to covidland.com. You can get the DVDs there right now, or you can go to brightyou.com and you can register to watch it for free starting June 24th. Oops, wrong site. Little edit point there. Here it is, brightyou.com. You just register there, click to watch, and put in your name and email, and you'll be able to watch COVIDland starting June 24th. Again, at no charge. And Paul, I just want to thank you again for working with us on this to help get your film out to many more people, changing lives for the better. I know that's what drives your motivation and passion for all of this, and ours as well. And we look forward to seeing what else you do in this space, part four, part five, maybe someday. But what you've done already is extraordinary. So thank you for sharing your time with us today.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul. And folks, I don't know what to say. Paul's a true American hero, or a hero for humanity in making this film. Definitely support his work and this film. And you can also, by the way, repost this interview, as always, on other platforms or channels. You have our permission to do so. And thanks for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com, the free speech video platform, where you notice we did not censor ourselves today on purpose. We tell the truth right here on Brighteon.com. Thanks for watching, and take care. And don't miss, hold on, go back. Thanks for watching, and take care, everybody. Don't miss it. June 24th, it begins, COVIDland on brightyou.com. Take care, everybody. Welcome to Brighteon Broadcast News for Friday, June 16th, 2023. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. We've got an outstanding interview coming up today with Paul Wittenberger. He's the creator of the COVIDland documentary series, which will be running for free on Brighteon University beginning June 24th. So that's brightyou.com. You can register there to watch a new film every week or two. Essentially, we release a new film every Saturday or every other Saturday. And what's playing right now is Tiptoe to Tyranny, which is definitely worth watching if you want to register for that. And then again, coming up June 24th will be COVIDland Part 1. And then Part 2 plays a couple days later, or 3 or 4 days later. And then Part 3 plays after that, all free. So that interview is coming up today with Paul Wittenberger. I think you'll really enjoy that. And by the way, I hope you enjoy our little dog challenge, little snippets that we do here before the show. We always like to try to tease Rhodey, and, well, not really tease him. I guess we're training him to try to find the ring. And so today we used a 55-gallon drum. Yesterday we used crates, and we're trying different things to try to see if we can, you know, like prevent him from getting the rings. And so far, nothing has worked to stop him. He's a motivated dog, a Belgian Malinois highly trained security dog, you know, basically a military dog. And he's not stopping just because of some barrel or a couple of crates. So we're going to keep trying to stump him each day and see how that goes. But so far he's batting 100%. Where is he? He's over there. All right. So as always, just want to bring your attention to censored.news is where we post headlines that I'm picking. Lots of news there that you can watch or you can click on and check out. And then we have the automated headlines beneath that from lots of different sites like LifeSite News, Epoch Times, InfoWars, and so on. I also want to bring your attention to the Liberty Daily here. I interviewed J.D. Rucker yesterday, as you know, or 2 days ago. And J.D. Rucker and his business partner, they do a great job on this website. So I really want to encourage you to add this to your daily checklist, thelibertydaily.com. And here's a headline that's just amazing. Steve Bannon, bombshell. CCP tied Sequoia Capital paying rhinos to back off of a bug-eyed Burbank Bolshevik, Adam Schiff. That's a great description. Well, Steve Bannon gets it. He understands that the CCP has infiltrated venture capital corporations, and these corporations are apparently paying off rhino Republicans to not vote to censure Adam Schiff, who is, in my opinion, a treasonous traitor against America. And I believe there was a fine, a multi-million dollar fine potentially pending against Adam Schiff for all his lawlessness, his shenanigans, and just straight up treason, let's be honest. So 20 Republicans apparently were offered money to back off of that vote of no confidence against Representative Adam Schiff, who is a liar. He is a liar. He is a psychopath. He is a power-hungry, lunatic tyrant, in my opinion. And he should be, I believe, actually prosecuted and charged with treason against the United States, but can't even get enough Republicans to vote no confidence against the guy. Because I guess with certain Republicans, at least certain 20 different Republicans, money is all they care about. As long as they get paid off, they will do whatever the controllers tell them to do. All right, now in other news, not only do we have, of course, Democrats worshiping insane lunatic left-wing politicians like somehow Joe Biden. Check this out. An AI program is pretending to be Jesus, and thousands of lost young people are flocking to it. This comes from the Western Journal. And so apparently if you have an AI system read the Bible and study sermons, then it can pretend to be Jesus. It's a chat bot referred to as AI Jesus, and you can talk to it, and it can tell you things that sound like Jesus talking. Of course, this is the opposite of Jesus because, well, AI systems seem to be increasingly demonic, and they are trying to destroy humanity, obviously, the way they're being programmed by leftists who are anti-human and who themselves are Satanists. So let's be clear, there's no such thing as an AI Jesus, just as there's no such thing as an artificial God. There's only the real Jesus Christ, and the real Jesus Christ is rejected by Democrats and leftists and a whole lot of big tech, by the way. So don't go following AI Jesus. If you want to follow Jesus, just open the Bible and start reading, and it's all right there. You don't need an AI system to tell you what God's plan is for you. You can figure that out between you and God himself. All right, through the Bible. Here's another story. You know how yesterday I was reporting about the cyber attacks that are being threatened against Europe's banking system? And a number of cyber groups, I forgot their names. Well, Anonymous was one of them. One of them was called Revel, I believe, or Revel. Forgot the other one. They were planning and announcing a major, like, completely no-holds-barred type of cyber attack against the banking infrastructure of Western Europe. And I said that even though I don't condone such attacks, I can see why. I can see why there are more sort of uprisings against the corruption and evil of the banking cartels and the corrupt governments that are empowered by those banking cartels. I think we're going to see more efforts to try to topple Western European banking systems and central banks around the world, even, you know, even in America and Canada and so on. So I'm not surprised, is what I'm saying. Well, apparently these attacks have already begun because this is being reported by multiple websites. This one is dailyfetch.com. Breaking: U.S. government agencies hit by global cyber attack. And in this story, it talks about how CISA, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, which is highly politicized, by the way, and says that the 2020 election was the most secure ever, even though, of course, it was totally rigged. But anyway, CISA says that agencies, multiple agencies, have suffered the attack of a widely used software program that apparently has some vulnerability, and it's widely used across the U.S. government and its agencies. CISA says several federal agencies have experienced intrusions. So I'm wondering, does this mean that the hacktivist groups, here it is, KillNet, Anonymous, Revil or Revel, have declared a cyber war on the West? Has that actually begun? Is this, you know, wave one of the cyber attacks against Western governments? Perhaps it is. You do want to be diversified in case attacks on the banking system are successful. So one important way to insulate yourself from the takedown of the banking system or even an attack on the power grid is to have what I call offline money. It's something recognized as money and recognized as having value for centuries, and that's, of course, physical gold and silver. So let me give credit to our sponsor in that space, the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. Here's their website. You can find them at metalswithmike.com. That will take you to their website. You can get real-time pricing on all kinds of products. Here's gold coins, U.S. Mint, Royal Canadian Mint, Perth Mint, other foreign mints, and so on. Let's go to the Royal Canadian Mint and see what's shaking. And here you go. Here's all the Canadian coins and the actual prices in real time. Extremely competitive, highly trustworthy. Give them a shout if gold and silver are appropriate for you. Metalswithmike.com is how you get there. My disclaimer, of course, is I'm not your financial advisor, so do your own research, make your own decisions. And, of course, gold and silver prices are manipulated by the powers that be because they're trying to protect their banking system cartel, which is rooted in money printing and which I think is going to collapse at some point, but that's just the way these things go. I mean, we are definitely living in, well, interesting times. All right, so getting back to the cybersecurity issue, will these hackers bring down banking systems? Perhaps. Maybe they'll temporarily bring some down. Maybe they will interfere with banking. I don't think they'll be able to completely collapse the entire banking system, but that's being done by the Federal Reserve anyway. That's being done by the European Central Bank. I mean, just money printing alone will bring down the central banks. There's a great reset that's being planned, or what I call a fiat currency rug pull that's underway. So you should expect that to happen. It is coming. All right, we are currently in a Father's Day sale mode, by the way. Hello to all the dads out there. Father's Day sale is happening at healthrangerstore.com. We've got some bonuses at certain purchase levels. For any purchase from our store of $195 or more, we're giving you free survival cord, which I have on my desk here. This is the ultra-high molecular weight polyethylene cord. It's on top of the coconut oil. And these are, I think those are 1.5 millimeter diameter survival cordage. It's extremely lightweight, but extremely strong. It's actually the most strong for its weight of any cord, including nylon cord or, of course, cotton or anything like that. And they float. The cord actually floats on water. So it's a great multi-use cordage product, and you can get it free during the Father's Day sale, plus 10% off selected products while supplies last. Just find all that at healthrangerstore.com. Good through midnight, June 18th. Or until supplies run out. So hello to all the dads out there, and thank you for supporting us. Now, I've got a special report coming up here. I hope I do. I'm working on it. I'm going to try to plug it in right here. A top 10 list of things yet to come in America if we don't stop tyranny. But that list is going to be audio only because I'm recording it after this. So let's see if that makes it. We'll plug it in right here. We've got to stop tyranny or horrible things are going to happen to us. I mean, you've already begun to see it with the depopulation jabs and the infertility and, you know, censorship and now the criminalization of parents who try to protect their children from being mutilated by left-wing lunatics in California. You know they're going to arrest parents if the parents don't let their children be mutilated, right? Like, that's an actual law that's being debated right now, and it's probably going to pass, and it'll be signed by the governor. They will run around the state of California, and they will round up and arrest parents who don't go along with the genital mutilations of their children. I mean, it's pure insanity, and that's why this representative in California, one of the lawmakers there, said that parents with children should now flee the state of California. I mean, that's a state senator, I believe it's a senator, saying that, that it's time to flee California. That's how crazy it is. When the lawmakers there say that you need to take your kids and flee the state, you know it's bad. Because they're going to come round up parents. That's actually about to happen. But anyway, special report coming up here next, followed by the interview with Paul Wittenberger, the creator of the COVIDland documentary series. I think you will enjoy both of these. Stay tuned. All of that straight ahead right here on Brighteon Broadcast News.
Welcome to the special report, Dystopian Nightmare. 10 unbelievable things that will happen soon if we don't stop the march of tyranny and the enslavement of humanity. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com, the publisher of NaturalNews.com. And I am in the fight for human liberty, freedom, sustainability, human civilization, human dignity. But we are all living in a time when the globalists are attempting global tyranny, a dictatorship, total control over your life and every aspect, your money, your speech, your medical choices, your education, your children, and so much more. And so these 10 things I'm going to list in this special report are things that will come true, even though they may sound fantastical, especially some of the ones later on the list. But believe me, they are about to become reality. This process has already begun. You've already begun to see things that would have been unimaginable 5 years ago, such as forced lockdowns or cities telling people that you can't go to church because it might be dangerous to be near other people, or mandating that you get jabbed with experimental vaccines, otherwise you might lose your job, things like that. So let's go through the list. And it starts off kind of mild. You might have guessed the first few of these, but stay tuned, because I'm going to paint for you the dystopian nightmare that's coming if we don't stop all of this. So number one, all cryptocurrency, gold and silver, will be outlawed by the government. Now, it's going to be tough for them to do this, especially silver. And they can outlaw cryptocurrency, but they can't really technically stop it. But they can make it illegal. They can make it so that if they find a crypto wallet on your mobile device, you could be arrested and charged as a felon. And they can attempt to confiscate gold, and they can certainly block gold purchases. Or they could make it so that you couldn't buy or sell gold through traditional means. They would have to force people into underground markets. So the things that represent off-ramps from the fiat currency central bank control system, those things, which include cryptocurrency, gold, and silver, will be under attack, not only from the SEC, but from the banking cartels, the Federal Reserve, the lawmakers, you name it, because they can't let people have options other than the CBDCs. They need you in a CBDC, central bank digital currency. They need to be able to surveil your purchases and to limit what you can do with your money, and also to have a mechanism of control, which they will use to reward obedient, complicit people, compliant people, I guess, with a universal basic income, or UBI. So watch for more attempts to outlaw cryptocurrency, gold, and silver. Number two, your ability to purchase food and meat in particular will be severely restricted based on your culture and climate compliance score. Now, understand, there will be a scoring system, sometimes called the social credit score, but it's really about your compliance with cultural demands, i.e. you must bow down and accept transgenderism, and your climate score. In other words, you're not allowed to live and consume any energy or food. No air conditioning for you. No combustion engine vehicles for you. You have to basically commit a kind of climate suicide in order to be climate compliant. Maybe you could live in a mud hut with no electricity, no running water, and that might be okay. But even then, the globalists still want to achieve depopulation, so they'll probably find a way to kill you anyway. If you go along with this, you're dead. If you don't go along with it, they're going to make your life as difficult as possible by doing things like this, limiting your ability to purchase food. You'll also be restricted to a calorie limit of allowable grocery purchases. So, talk about rationing. you will only be allowed a certain maximum amount of groceries. And if you exceed that, well, it won't work. The purchases will be denied because the grocery stores and the Walmarts and so on will all be tied into your government central bank digital currency electronic surveillance Big Brother wallet, the Mark of the Beast system. And if you don't want to starve to death, you'll need to grow some of your own food or purchase it through black market means or have some stored food or learn how to sprout or all of the above, because that's the only way you're going to survive this. Number three, and remember, this is the dystopian nightmare that's coming if we don't stop the march of tyranny. Number three, your speech will be required to conform to the narrative demands of the regime. And we already see this. You're required to speak about climate change is threatening the world. And you're required to state untrue things like, a man can become a woman, or carbon dioxide is a poison pollutant that's going to destroy the world. You're required to say insane things. Otherwise, you are being banned. You're being deplatformed. You can be kicked out of a university. Your science paper can be rejected. You can lose your job. All of these things are happening right now. And by the way, if the regime ever changes its stance on anything, then you're going to be required to retroactively update all your previous articles, previous videos, previous podcasts in order to conform to the new narrative, or you'll face penalties and censorship. So when the narrative is that, COVID came from a meat market, it wasn't a lab leak, you're required to, of course, repeat that narrative. But when it comes out that it actually came out of a lab, and if the regime decides to go with that, then you're going to have to go back and change everything to go, correction, it did come from a lab. And then maybe 2 years later, the regime changes its mind again and says, no, it didn't come from a lab. And so you're going to have to end up playing this endless, mindless, insane game of trying to make your speech match the speech of an insane criminal government regime that is rooted in delusions and lies rather than anything resembling the truth. Okay, number four, if we don't stop the march of tyranny, you will also be prohibited from growing food, saving seeds, or raising backyard chickens without receiving permission and licensing from the government. So yeah, they might allow you to grow tomatoes and zucchini or have a couple of chickens, but you're going to need a license. And how do you get that license? You have to use genetically engineered seeds. You have to grow GMO. Because they'll say, it's drought resistant and it's pest resistant, but your dangerous heirloom seeds, they'll say, those might be a threat to the world, real, actual, natural, non-GMO seeds. Those could be threatening to the environment. These GMO seeds are guaranteed to be safe and they're USDA approved, so you have to grow with that. And if you violate that, if you violate it and grow heirloom tomatoes, guess what? Your garden will be ripped out and you'll be fined. And of course, if you have any backyard chickens or other animals, they all have to be fully vaccinated, because you can't have unvaccinated chickens running around. That might set off an H5N1 avian flu pandemic, which could threaten the food supply. And it's those backyard chicken farmers that are causing the shutdown of all the meat. And that's why you can't find any meat in the grocery stores. That's going to be the narrative from the corporate media, right, as they're actually shutting down meat plants on purpose, but they'll blame you for having backyard chickens. All right, number five, you will be banned from purchasing firearms, ammunition, knives, ballistic vests, or other self-defense items. And this is going to leave you at the mercy of the lawless state that's defunding police and releasing violent criminals onto the streets on purpose. So remember, they will create violence through this method. And then they will make sure that you have no means to defend yourself against that violence. It's all on purpose. It's all designed to make you crazy. It's all designed to make you desperate. It's all designed to put you in a state of endless fear while they promise the government will save you, but actually they defund any department in the government that might literally save you from an incident such as the police. Perhaps they might save you from a violent attacker at some point. So you're going to have zero options. Can't defend yourself. Can't really dial 911 and get cops to show up either. You're screwed by design. All right, number six. Now, this is where things start getting... I mean, they might sound fantastical and unbelievable, but they're true. So number six refers to a proposed new law in California that is probably going to pass right now. This law is so bad that a California state senator, I believe, has told parents that if you have children and you live in California, you should take your children and flee the state right now, on the record. All right, so here it is. Number six, the state will medically kidnap your children and will mutilate them to achieve gender transitions. And if you as a parent try to interfere, you will be charged with felony crimes and child abuse, and you'll have your children taken away from you. So this is the proposed law in California once again. So you send your kids to school. They come home from school. Maybe you have a young boy. The school tells the boy, no, you're actually a girl. And if you say you're a girl, you're going to be so popular. You're going to have all these benefits. You'll get the, you know, all the bonuses. You won't even have to do homework or whatever. Because, of course, being a transgender now is the top of the social hierarchy totem pole. And so they will say to your young boy, oh, you're a girl now. And then the young boy comes home, says, I'm a girl because my teacher told me at school. You're like, what? Your teacher told you you're a girl? And your son's like, yeah, the same teacher that pulled down my pants and showed me how to do this. And then, whoa, what are you doing? The teachers are masturbating the young students in the public school district. Yeah, that because that's required by the WHO, showing them how it's done. But if you say, wait a minute, this is crazy, I say no to this gender transition, then guess what? The teacher will call the state will call the police, they will come arrest you, they will handcuff you, they will charge you with felony child abuse, they will take your children, they will put them in a gender mutilation center, and they will chop off your son's penis and balls. And they will call it gender affirming care, and you will be the criminal for trying to stop that, right? So again, this is not science fiction. This is a proposed law in California right now that is very likely to pass and almost certain to be signed if it passes. Signed by the governor, Gruesome Newsom. You know, good name, since he will reign over the gruesome mutilations of who knows how many millions of children in that state. I mean, California is going to become the hub of child mutilations in all of human history. There's never been any other state or nation or city in the history of the world that will have mutilated and abused as many children as California. Okay, and that's only point number six. Number seven, if we don't stop the tyranny, you will be required to install a government-monitored network of video cameras and microphones in your home to make sure that you don't say anything that might go against facts, i.e. the fact-checker facts that are being pushed by the regime. So the government will say, well, we need to monitor your private speech. We need to monitor what you do in your home, you know, for public safety, and so that you don't say anything that's untrue. And then this will all be monitored by AI systems, which will, of course, report back to government enforcers anytime you say something like, oh, like you utter the word tranny, or you say that, oh, climate change is a hoax. Oh, my gosh, red flags, red sirens, you know, blue and red lights, cops outside your home, SWAT team coming in. You said climate change is a hoax. You're a criminal. You're an extremist. And they will come arrest you. And you will be charged with saying things against the regime. You don't think this is coming? You're wrong. This is exactly what's coming. It's already in place. We already have the White House telling big tech who to censor based on their speech. And we already have corporations like Amazon that are installing devices. Well, I guess people are installing their devices in their own homes, such as Amazon Alexa and Echo and, you know, doorbells and things that already listen to you. Or what about the Google Nest home thermostats? They have microphones in them. They can hear everything. They monitor you. They upload it. I mean, even robotic vacuums, they have video cameras. They upload it all to servers. It's all scanned by the government. So people are already installing these systems in their homes to create smart homes. It's so smart. No, you're f***ing stupid. to have all these surveillance systems in your house, by the way. You should turn your home into a government surveillance prison grid in which you pretend to live as a free human being. Give me a break. All right, so that's number 7. Number 8 is you're going to be prohibited from purchasing a gasoline or diesel vehicle, and instead, I mean, you'll have to have an electric vehicle that you charge at home, but your use of electricity will be strictly controlled based on your compliance with climate rules and cultural compliance rules, such as, you know, make sure you wave the LGBT flag outside your front porch, and then, you know, you might get your electricity turned back on a little bit, maybe enough to charge your car to drive to the park, maybe enough to run the air conditioner for 90 minutes. But all of your consumption of power will be strictly controlled, monitored, surveilled, and then limited based on your behavior. So AI systems will scan your social media accounts. They will, of course, monitor the microphones that you've installed in your home like an idiot. And they will penalize you anytime you say something that doesn't match the narrative of the regime. So good luck with your transportation. You won't be allowed to even purchase combustion engine vehicles in states like California and other states as well. Okay, number 9, you're also going to be replaced by AI systems. This is for your job. Your job is mostly toast. You're going to be replaced by AI or automation robots. So both white-collar workers and blue-collar workers, you're done for the most part. And then when you're displaced from your job, you're going to be put on a UBI system to receive some automatic digital payments, but your ability to access your UBI benefits is going to require you to stay fully up to date on all vaccine requirements, no matter how many they demand, no matter what pandemics they roll out, etc. In other words, to get the free money that you need to be able to not starve to death and maybe buy food, you're going to have to comply with the depopulation bioweapons. You're going to have to be injected with death shots. In other words, the only way to not starve to death and maybe stay alive is to slowly kill yourself with government-mandated vaccine jabs. And that's how they're going to do it. Oh, you want the UBI? They hold out the little carrot. You want the UBI? You want the free money? The free digital money? And the oblivious mass says, oh, yeah, please, I'll do anything. And then, okay, you go to the pharmacy, get jabbed, inject yourself with death shots. And people are like, okay, anything. And they go in and they get injected. And then they get a little bit of money to buy groceries. And then they die suddenly, right? So this is, of course, the government's plan. They pay you a little bit, just long enough to make sure you get killed. And then they don't have to pay you jack. They don't have to pay you Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, pensions, nothing. Done. Oh, that's how we balance the federal budget at this point. Just kill off everybody that might collect something, you see. All right, point number 10. This is the craziest of them all, but believe me, this is coming. So once there's a UBI system set up with your digital wallet, your CBDC, you know, your Mark of the Beast system, they're going to use that for social engineering. And one of the things they'll do is they will offer extra UBI benefits to individuals who volunteer to use their mobile devices or even their kind of smart clothing as government surveillance and monitoring systems. So with your permission, you can turn on your phone microphone and camera so that everywhere you go, everything that you hear around you, every conversation, every utterance, every sound is monitored by the government. And this is going to be made possible through, of course, 5G communication, which is high speed. You know, that's why they need this. And essentially, they're going to turn citizens into roving snitches and spies who all spy on each other by activating microphones and cameras on their mobile devices or even in their clothing once it's smart clothing with embedded systems. And then the government will use AI systems to rifle through all the audio recordings and generate automated transcripts and then do keyword matching for people who might be extremists. Like, even if you're walking down the street and one of these citizen spies who's being given an extra 25 credits a week to keep their phone microphone open all the time, and you're just walking by them and you say something like, oh, climate change is a total hoax, and, you know, transgenders are mutilating children, oh my gosh, boom, Guess what? That got picked up by that person's phone. It gets matched to the metadata of the geolocation of your phone. And then, boom, you're flagged as a criminal. They show up at your house and arrest you. And then the citizen gets an extra reward. Oh, extra 10 food credits for you because you found an extremist. Someone on the sidewalk who said climate change wasn't real. You see? So that's how that's going to work. And they're going to turn citizens into spy networks. And in doing so, they're going to create extreme distrust among citizens because who will want to be around anybody else if you don't know whether the other person is a, you know, a techno spy working for the government and uploading all your audio and video? Now, this might even be done involuntarily, and to some extent, it's probably being done right now, where government simply listens through people's phones without their knowledge, and thus they can monitor all the conversations around them right now. The thing is, currently that takes more battery power because of the, you know, the 4G networks are not as efficient at moving data. But under 5G, and especially under 6G, they can move a lot of data with a small amount of power, relatively speaking, you know, high throughput bandwidth. And they'll be able to do this with all kinds of devices that people carry around with them, effectively mobile spy machines. So this is what's coming next. And even right now, the U.S. government, a big story just came out, the U.S. government has been buying through third-party providers metadata on all Americans and building large profiles of you, your search history, your location history, your video viewing history, everything about you that leaves an electronic footprint, which is a lot. The government already has that data, and they acquired it without a search warrant. So they are violating the Constitution, violating the Fourth Amendment, violating your privacy in order to build these dossiers on you through third-party corporations such as Google and Facebook and YouTube and what have you that engage in this kind of monitoring. And they're just selling it out the back door to the United States government that's exploiting and abusing this information to try to imprison anyone they consider to be an extremist. And if you don't believe me, why do you think there are so many political prisoners locked up from the January 6th events? It's because the government purchased the geolocation data of their phones. And then retroactively, the government defined a geolocation boundary that they just made up, just an imaginary circle, you know, around the government buildings. And they said, if anybody crossed that line, then they're an insurrectionist. And then the phone data revealed when someone crossed that line, even though there were no barricades, there was no fence, there were no signs. They just said, oh, you crossed the line, you're an insurrectionist. Those people got arrested and they're rotting in jails in D.C. right now. Right now. And some of them have been given many years in prison for peacefully protesting a corrupt regime. All right, so those 10 things gives you a small taste of what is yet to come. Many of these things have already begun, and it's only going to get worse unless we dismantle this tyranny that we all currently face. We are living in a country where the weaponized DOJ presses criminal charges against a former president, Donald J. Trump, because they don't want him to win the next election. And isn't this a very powerful reason why we want someone like Trump to win the next election? Or even on the Democrat side, RFK Jr., because both RFK and Trump oppose this tyranny. They oppose the swamp. They want to dismantle it and help the American people restore the American Constitutional Republic. And frankly, it's going to take someone like RFK Jr. or Donald J. Trump in the Oval Office, plus other miracles, perhaps from God himself intervening, but miracles of citizenry, you know, heroism, courage, people across independent media, people standing up and telling the truth and calling out the regime. It's going to take a concerted effort among all of us to make this happen and to establish a future where we have privacy, where we have freedom, where we have dignity, where we have honest money, honest elections, freedom to speak. the right to say no to experimental medicine, and the right to say no to medical experiments on our children. Now, this future is possible, but we're going to have to demand it and build it together. And that's what my work is all about at Brighteon.com. So I want to invite you to hear more of my podcasts and interviews and special reports at Brighteon.com. That's B-R-I-G-H-T-E-O-N. Brighteon.com. My channel there is HR Report. And you can also catch my articles at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening today. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. God bless America. And I thank God that you are with me on Team Humanity, because it's an epic biblical battle right ahead of us here, the battle for the future of human freedom on planet Earth. It's the biggest battle that we have ever faced in the history of our civilization. It's right in front of us right now. And time is growing short. So stay tuned. Watch more of my interviews with other analysts and researchers and whistleblowers. Watch the shows we have on Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv, and engage with our community at Brighteon.social, which is kind of like Twitter, but without all the censorship of Twitter, because Twitter continues to censor myself and many other freedom fighters in this space who are telling the truth that Elon Musk doesn't want you to hear, by the way. It's funny how Elon Musk allows Tucker Carlson to tell his truth, which I applaud, but he doesn't allow people like me to say anything on Twitter. So make of that what you will. But if you want to hear the full uncensored truth, you can find it at Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. And today we are joined by an outstanding filmmaker. It's Paul Wittenberger from Framing the World Studios. And his film, it's a multi-part film called COVIDland. It's a bombshell series, and we're going to be showing it to you for free coming up on Brighteon University, which is brightu.com, and all three parts. It's going to be amazing. You're going to love this. Paul joins us right now to talk about the film. Welcome back, Paul. It's great to have you on. We love your films. Our audience loves your films, and they're going to love this one as well. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike, for having me on. I think your audience is going to love this series. It is, in my opinion, the best series I've ever done. For those of you who don't know who I am, I have produced 12 feature-length films so far. I worked with J. Edward Griffin a long time ago and Alex Jones with What in the World Are They Spraying? And, of course, Fluoride Poison on Tap that you guys sell at Brighteon University. But this film, COVIDland, this series of three films, is really just... I love how everything is laid out in a clear, concise way. If you look at the series, this is how they're laid out. And I just want to tell the audience about this. The first episode here is COVIDland, the lockdown. And then the second one is COVIDland, the mask, which we go over the mask and all the health effects of the mask. And then the final one is COVIDland, the shot. So all of them are pretty self-explanatory. We really just go through the whole series, first with the lockdown, showing that this whole clown world COVID hoax was just that, a hoax from the beginning. And then we go into the mask, all the health effects, and then the part three, it gets into the shot, which I believe is so powerful. And I can't imagine anyone walking away from this series and saying, oh yeah, let's trust the government. Let's go get our vaccine. It's not going to happen. It is a powerful series that we produce with InfoWars and Rediscover Television back in 2021, 2022. So I'm super excited to get it here on BrighteonUniversity.com.
We're thrilled to have you allowing us to publish your films and to help even merchandise them. So folks, you can watch the film for free, all the parts for free, but you can also support Paul's efforts and support our platform by purchasing DVDs or digital downloads if you choose to. That's up to you. The place to register to watch this, and it begins on June 24th, by the way. That's a Saturday, and that's when it starts airing part one. And you can register at brightu.com. It's just the letter U. It's B-R-I-G-H-T-U. I've got it up on my screen here, although it's showing currently a previous, a different documentary that's running right now called Tiptoe to Tyranny by Chris Harrigan. That's what's running right now. But if you go to brightu.com, you can register to watch any of the films that will register you, and it will get you in to watch COVIDland as it begins on June 24th. And then June 27th, a few days later, is part two of your docuseries, Paul. And then I believe July 1st is part three. So all three parts available during that, roughly that week. And I think it's going to be life-changing for people. What are some of the reactions that you have already from those who have seen the film, Paul?
It's been really exciting to hear people's reactions, because I've gotten a whole host of different reactions, but all of them have been very positive. A lot of people say, you know, going into this film, oh, I know everything about COVID. But, you know, most people walking away from this are like, wow, I'd never seen those video clips before. A lot of this information I did not know. So I think it is a very educational tool. One of the things that makes this film unique is that we really did a good job at archiving everything as it happened. The film, it's these three films, it takes up 128 terabytes worth of information. We not only traveled around and got 50 different interviews from a bunch of different people.
Wow, 50 interviews.
Yeah, including Del Bigtree, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, G. Edward Griffin, Alex Jones, Ty Bollinger, Peggy Hall, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, Alex Newman, Dr. Eric Naput. I mean, a lot of different people we interviewed, and also we really did a good job at trying to archive everything before it was deleted from the internet. And so I think what's so cool about this film is you see all these news clips and all these scientists talking in high quality, and none of this stuff can be found, or not none of it. A lot of the stuff is no longer available online.
Wow. And so, because of all the censorship and scrubbing, huh?
Right. Yeah. So that's what's so cool about this film, is to see it all. And it makes you mad. I mean, when you watch this, the first COVIDland, the lockdown, it brings you back to that time where you're like, oh, you're remembering all these things. And then the masks, you just get infuriated by, you know, all the people that made you enter into the store with the mask. So I think it's a very powerful series, and I've gotten a lot of great comments and feedback about the series. And I'm shocked how many people have still yet to see it. So that's why I really encourage people to go and get the free. You can get it on Brighty on You, see it free, buy the DVD for your friends and family, and support the series, guys.
Yeah, and let me mention, by the way, if you're anxious to just get this right now, folks, I think you can, is it just covidland.com? Does that go to your website? Mm-hmm. All right, so covidland.com, where you can buy the DVD set right now. And this is the historical record, I think, of what really happened, what went down during COVID with the lockdowns and the masks and the jabs and so much more. And the madness, the shared madness of city councils and governors and mayors and the government just turned everybody into, experimental medical subjects. It was crazy. The world lost its mind. And to some degree, you know, we're still living through, obviously, a lot of artifacts of that. And it's all documented in this film. So, yeah, you can get it directly at covidland.com right now, or you can register to watch it for free at brightu.com coming up. But, Paul, you know, looking back at this, in hindsight, isn't it truly astonishing how insanity spread faster than the virus?
Right. And it was
or
all
the virus, a whatever they're calling the virus, I should add.
Right. And it was all done through fear. Fear was a huge motivator in all of this, especially the mass. And I think a good quote that was made in the 1700s by Edmund Burke, it says, "No passion so effectively robs the mind of all its powers of acting and reasoning as fear." And it holds so true today as it did in the 1700s when it was written. Fear is one of the main reasons they use to control the population into locking down and closing their church. And, you know, it worked amazingly well. I was shocked at how everyone just rolled over and went along with all these draconian lockdowns.
Yeah, me too. And you just read a quote from Sir Edmund Burke, but you know, another quote that he's famous for is that all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. And we saw that happening in spades from 2020 through today. Good men and women standing by and being apathetic to it, or going along with it in the hospitals. You know, murder by ventilators, murder by denying people access to ivermectin and so on. And a lot of people made money from that. The hospitals got paid off. Doctors got bonuses based on the number of people they killed in their hospitals. Does part three of your documentary look at some of that?
Part one goes through a lot of the deaths of people in the hospitals. And part three, again, goes through all the people dying from the vaccines.
Right.
It's a long segment that's just amazing. It just goes through injury after injury after injury. And that's why I said earlier, I can't imagine anyone watching this and watching all these injuries that they would go get this vaccine. But, you know, people went out in droves to get this vaccine. The CDC released, and this is some pretty powerful statistics that the CDC released in May 10th, 2023. So just a little bit ago, 81% of the population got the shot, that got the first dose of the vaccine. 81%. And if you look at 65 and up, 95% of people 65 and up got the vaccine, which is, it's hard to comprehend that is so high, but it just shows you how they really put fear into the elderly, and they just went right along with it. 70% of the U.S. population got two doses. 70%. That is wild to me that many people, especially with all the reports coming out of the injuries and the harm that this shot is causing, that 70% got the second dose. And in the elderly, 65 and up, 94% got the second dose. So
wow.
It is unbelievable to me how many people just went along with this whole thing. And almost 100% of people wore masks. I mean, I would walk into the store, I'd be the only one with the mask on, or without a mask on in a store. The people at the front door didn't even know how to handle me because no one did it. Everyone just complied, went along with it. And that's what really led the way to the vaccine, these mandatory vaccines, is the mask. Without the mask, I don't think they would have been able to achieve what they did with the vaccine. And
we should call it mask hysteria. I mean, that's really what it was, mask hysteria. And yet we still haven't been brought back to rationality. It seems to me like the powers that be could easily pull this whole thing off again, and the vast majority would go along with it. And you know, they're doing exercises for more pandemics. They're working on more surprises, the Fauci special freezer edition, you know, whatever bioweapons they have there, they're cooking up. And they roll this thing out again, and probably half the population goes right back to the same thing. Like, oh yeah, it's locked down again. Let's wear masks again. Let's jab again. Let's socially isolate our children again. It's bonkers. How do we get to this point where we're living among such obedient sheeple?
Right. And you know, everyone's sick of talking about COVID at this point. They're like, yeah, we get it. We don't want to talk about it. But, you know, people need to understand that this is still a big issue that people need to pay attention to, because even though it's done now, I mean, they could make this all come back immediately.
Paul, they're going to look. One of the things I'm pretty sure they're going to do is they're going to roll out climate lockdowns. Right. So it's the same model, but a different excuse.
Right. The infrastructure is all in place.
Right.
Everything is ready to go. And that's what COVID really achieved, is it got all the infrastructure in place to do all these draconian measures and go even farther next time.
Well, you'll have another movie in a few years called, Climate Lockdown Hell Zone, episodes 1 through 7. Just documenting all the people that starved to death in their own apartments because of climate lockdowns, sadly. But you're right. They built an infrastructure. They're still building the quarantine camps in many states. They've built the technology to track you, track your movements, your location, who you've been close to. I saw a story recently about a grocery store in the UK that no longer allows you to enter the store unless you scan a QR code at the door so that the store knows your identity before you're allowed in. And it's not hard to realize that at some point you scan and they say, no, you're not allowed because your social media says something that we don't like. Maybe you're criticizing vaccines. Not allowed to shop here. Like, that's coming too.
Right. Yeah, I mean, in part three of this series, COVIDland, The Shot, The Truth About the COVID Vaccine, we go heavily, the last third of the movie goes into these vaccine passports and how, you know, they did limit people from participating in society for the not having that COVID shot. And, that stuff is gone away now, but it is coming back and it will come back.
Yeah. 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 Clearly. I mean, the tyrants have only been emboldened by all of this. All right. So first of all, let me just remind people again, if you want the film right now, you can go to COVIDland.com or you can watch it for free on brightyou.com. Currently, again, we're showing the trailer to another film, Tiptoe to Tyranny. But coming up soon, next few days, this will change to COVIDland, and you'll be able to watch COVIDland Part 1 beginning on June 24th. And then Part 2 runs June 27th. Part 3 is July 1st. All free to watch with registration, with the option to purchase digital downloads or DVDs of the film. And of course, that helps support Paul Wittenberger and his studio, as well as our platform. Framing the World Studios right here. I've got your website up here, Paul. Framing the World. You've done a lot of amazing work. I mean, Fluoride, Babylon, USA, a lot of other films. Pretty amazing stuff. I mean, has this changed? It had to have, but has it shaped your view of the world in ways that you did not expect?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we all thought after 9/11 that was the main thing that really shaped the world. But I mean, after 2020, I mean, 9/11 seems like nothing now. How they really took a giant leap forward for global governance is unbelievable. And I am a Christian, so I believe that there is a higher power and that this beast system is being implemented. And so I think that they use this whole COVID hoax as a main tool to get global governance set up.
So then where do you think this is headed? I mean, is there a final showdown chapter yet to come that we're about to witness? The final mark of the beast dominance effort?
Yeah, I mean, the full global government hasn't happened yet. So I do believe that things will get a lot worse before they get better.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the end, we do win, but it's going to get bad. And I don't see the world getting better, which is unfortunate.
Right, right. And actually, it's in your face now, the demonic influence, the transgenderism, the pedophilia, the human trafficking, the exploitation of children. It's all in your face now. I mean, there was a transgender waving his boobs around, or her boobs. He thinks he's a her now. Waving her bare boobs around on the White House lawn the other day as part of the transgender celebration. I mean, they've turned Washington, D.C. into a tranny circus, basically, is what's happened.
Yeah, it's a joke now.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of the world is laughing at us. But Satan is laughing and smiling, perhaps, like, oh, finally, I conquered the government. The whole government's now in... The state has become a transgender state. And they're just pushing, which makes no sense. It's got nothing to do with government, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it really does feel like the end of the U.S. at this point. And it's so sad. And that's one of the things that I wanted to make this series is to be a reminder for people. You know, you can look back on these movies and see how they achieved all these practices. And so that's why I do encourage people to get a copy for yourself, get a copy for your mom and your dad. I mean, 95% of the elderly, like I said, got the shot. So 95% of the population needs to go out and see this so they don't take another shot. It's so yes. vital that they know the truth about these issues and that they're not deceived again.
And getting back to that, in fact, your film COVIDland, do you feel vindicated in some way by the fact that so much has come out since you made the film? I mean, it's difficult to make a film on a topic that's moving so quickly, right? But since you made this film, we've seen so much more evidence about deaths and disabilities due to the shot and the problems with masks and the even published scientific journals talking about neurodevelopmental disorders in children who are forced to wear masks and lack social skills and so on. Do you feel like you've been at least partially vindicated by what's come out since then?
Yeah, I mean, there's no part of the movie that has been debunked or anything. There's a lot of articles out there trying to debunk the movie, but I mean, they're all ridiculous. None of them are actually talking about any of the facts that we present in the movie. And so, yeah, I feel like the movie's spot on even today.
Well, that's really critical. And I would remind folks that one reason to have this on DVD is because it's burned into a polymer. It's burned into plastic discs, actually, where it's very hard for the globalists to censor that. They can't digitally erase it. I mean, they can take movies off of Amazon, or, you know, they can take them down from YouTube, but they can't reach into your house and take your physical DVD discs away, right? That's why it's important to have stuff on DVD.
Right. And you can't upload this to YouTube. It'll immediately get pulled down. I mean, there's no, they won't allow any of these episodes on YouTube or on any of the mainstream platforms. And so the only way you're going to see this is places like InfoWars, Brighty on You, Rediscover Television, places that are not mainstream.
Right.
I mean, we need to go back to physical copies of things. And I know a lot of people feel like DVDs are outdated, but this is a physical copy that cannot be censored. You can get a copy, burn it, hand it out to your friends, get the message out, just like they did back in the day with tapes. I remember when my grandpa got this Clinton Chronicles DVD or VHS, he would make copies of this thing and send them out to all of his friends. And we need to get back to that stuff, physical copies and spreading this information out there, because all of this digital stuff can just be deleted like that. And so it's very important to get physical copies into people's hands and get them to watch them.
Yeah, also, I agree with that. And I want to add that even, you know, hard drives, there's a natural degradation of the magnetic bits that store data on hard drives, whereas optical media, such as DVDs, they're the best media for long-term storage. I mean, a DVD will last 100 years. A hard drive will not last 100 years, by the way. No hard drive will last 100 years. They lose about 1% of their data every year just sitting around, but they do have parity bits, which helps restore lost data. I'm not going to geek out on people, but optical is the best way to actually store data. So long-term storage. All right. So Paul, I know you're working on some other films. You're probably not ready to talk about them yet, but will you have more to share with us maybe later this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the idea for this series was originally supposed to be a 5-part series. We did release the first 3 parts, and unfortunately, with InfoWars, with all the lawsuits and stuff, they had to they were advised to step away from this project, and so we're no longer working on those last 2 films with InfoWars, but I do want to complete them eventually, because the last 2 parts were the most important parts, in my opinion. It was supposed to get into the propaganda and then the Great Reset, what the final end game is. And so hopefully I do want to make those final two films eventually.
Oh yeah, well that's great to hear, and we really hope that you make those additional films or additional parts to this film to kind of wrap it all up. But you know, it's almost like that segues into another set of films about the Great Reset, Mark of the Beast, global domination, or a global scientific dictatorship that's being rolled out right now. I mean, it's like there's no end to the insanity that is begging for filmmakers to come document it. Like you're never going to be out of work, Paul. That's for sure. They're cooking up something.
There's so many topics I want to do, but I'm just like, I'm one person. It takes me at least a year to make a film. So
wow.
Around a year. So I need to really have a passion for it, stick to it. So, I only can pick one a year. And then, once that's done, I'll move on to the next one.
Yeah, I hear you. It takes a lot of time and energy to do a film, but you're among the very best out there, Paul, and really appreciate you. And any final thoughts you want to share with our audience before we wrap this up today?
Well, I just, you know, I have six kids, and I think it's important to get this information out to people, whether it's about COVID or, fluoride or all these issues. You need to educate your children and raise them to be like you, raise them to believe like you, because the world out there is doing its best to program them into their worldview. And so I just really encourage people to talk to your kids and explain to them the issues that you believe in, because, I mean, with the way the world is going right now, it's scary. And it's scary to see what the future might hold for them.
Yeah.
And so it's important that they're aware of these things and these issues. So, but I appreciate you, Mike, for letting me come on the program today and talk about this series. I do believe it's important. I believe that everybody out there should get a copy of this just to support it. If I know you might know everything, just get a copy, support the series, so we can keep making these kind of films in the future.
Yeah, well said. And also, even if you don't need to know this yourself, there's probably somebody in your circle, family member, right, coworker, friend, maybe a child, a relative, that needs this information. This might be a great format for them. You know, get it, tell them, hey, watch it over the July 4th holiday, and it'll change your world. But, or you start on June 24th at brightyou.com, right? They can watch it for free and see if they like it. But the series is free to watch. Again, you can go to covidland.com. You can get the DVDs there right now, or you can go to brightyou.com and you can register. Here it is, brightyou.com. You just register there, click to watch, and put in your name and email, and you'll be able to watch COVIDland starting June 24th. Again, at no charge. And Paul, I just want to thank you again for working with us on this to help get your film out to many more people, changing lives for the better. I know that's what drives your motivation and passion for all of this, and ours as well. And we look forward to seeing what else you do in this space, part four, part five, maybe someday. But what you've done already is extraordinary. So thank you for sharing your time with us today.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul. And folks, I don't know what to say. Paul's a true American hero, or hero for humanity in making this film. Definitely support his work and this film. And you can also, by the way, repost this interview, as always, on other platforms or channels. You have our permission to do so. And thanks for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com, the free speech video platform, where you notice we did not censor ourselves today on purpose. We tell the truth right here on Brighteon.com. Thanks for watching, and take care, everybody. Don't miss it. June 24th, it begins COVIDland on Brightyou.com. Take care, everybody. Today's interview is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. And if you don't yet have our coconut oil or our coconut water powder, you got to check it out. This is available now at our store. I've got some on my desk here. All the products that we sell like this, the nutritional products, are of course laboratory tested for heavy metals and glyphosate, as well as microbiology. So you know you're not getting something that's, you know, contaminated with salmonella or E. coli. We do all the testing in-house. We do the most extensive testing of anybody in the world. Now, coconut oil has a very long shelf life. It has a multitude of uses in personal care. And also, by the way, did you know you can clean your firearms with coconut oil? It's both a solvent and it's a lubricant for firearms. You can even use it as a household lubricant or for personal health and skin care or making your own salves or other remedies. So it's a multi-use survival and preparedness product. Plus, you can just drop it into smoothies and enjoy a very delicious coconut smoothie. The coconut water powder is great for travel because it's lighter weight. That's on the left side of your screen there. And when reconstituted with water, it tastes absolutely delicious. So check out our coconut products. Here's, if you go to our store, healthrangerstore.com, and you just search for coconut milk powder, you can see some of the milk powder products we have there. And oh, these are almonds and this is cashews, but the coconut milk is right here up top. We have that in stock right now. HealthRangerStore.com, and we thank you for your support.